This is KUT. Austin ISD has the highest percentage of students who have opted out of immunizations among the state's largest public school districts, 2% or a little more than 1,500 students. KUT's Kate McGee reports within AISD, these exemption rates are highest at schools in higher income neighborhoods with more white students.
The highest vaccine exemption rate in AISD is among students at Zilker Elementary School. 58 students, 10% of the student population, opted out of at least one vaccination last year. Most of the schools with exemption rates above 5% are in Central and West Austin. Meanwhile, in East Austin, all or nearly all public school students are immunized. Anna Dragsbeck is the president and CEO of the Immunization Partnership.
That actually doesn't surprise me at all.
Austin public schools are often divided by race and income level, depending on the neighborhood. And nationally, studies show families who don't vaccinate their children tend to be highly educated, white, upper middle class families with married parents. Dragsbeck says that clustering increases the risk for disease outbreaks in those areas.
These students tend to cluster either in schools or in faith communities. And then the rate of immunization could be very, very low.
Students don't have to be vaccinated to attend public school in Texas, as long as their parents fill out something called a conscientious exemption form. Texas started allowing parents to exempt their children from immunizations in 2003. Since then, the number of students statewide with immunization exemptions increased from 3,000 to more than 45,000 exemptions last school year. Austin School Board member Julie Cowan is on the district's School Health Advisory Council.
When you have a highly educated population of all things, some of them are going to decide that they know better than what our doctors tell us to do, because doctors will tell us that we should immunize our children.
According to an Austin ISD spokesperson, schools don't notify parents when their child is in a school or class with an unvaccinated student, citing medical privacy concerns. Parent Kate Ludlow says she understands those concerns, but schools alert parents about other medical-related issues.
If a child has a peanut allergy, we get a note home and it says, okay, someone in your kid's class has a peanut allergy. Please make sure when you send lunch and snacks, it doesn't have peanuts in it. I mean, we get alerts when there's a lice case. If my kid can't get vaccinated and they're in a classroom with all of these unvaccinated children, if I don't know that, I'm not able to make the best decision for my kid.
Last legislative session, Representative J.D. Sheffield introduced a bill that would require school districts to report immunization data for each campus to the Texas Department of State Health Services, including the school's non-medical exemption rate. The House passed the bill, but it was never brought up for a hearing in the Senate. Kate McGee, KUT News.